Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends. And that topic is simply power to the people. Yes, power to the people. Everyone all over the planet is infatuated with power. Yes, we want political power. Many want economic power. Some want spiritual power, intellectual power. You name it, and we're all excited about the acquisition of power. Well, power is not only difficult to gain, it's also difficult to maintain. And as you're building teams and developing individuals that are on those teams, you must be convinced every single one are joining you because they want to achieve a greater level of power. Well, we're going to discuss today a few key components of how we can harness power with our power acronym. Remember, it's those on your team who become empowered that are going to change the landscape of your business. It's those who receive power and know how to harness it properly that are going to take to levels you never dreamed of or to the levels you've dreamed of. Let's outline them in our power acronym. That P reminds us that in order to have power, we first must have preparation. Yes, proving that we are prepared is the first step to receiving power. Parents will let their children drive alone only after they receive their driver's licenses. And you start work after you pass your drug tests and background checks. Why? Because everyone wants to know before power is conveyed that you are adequately prepared. What are you doing to prepare your team for the next level? What are you doing to prepare yourself for that next level in your business development? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to spare no expense at making sure you are adequately prepared. Everyone has to do it. We've got to commit time to our development personally and professionally because that is the only way that we can qualify to be recipients of power. The next step, my friend, that O in our power acronym reminds us to optimize opportunities. Yes, my friends, optimize opportunities. Think of how many times you may have heard people, particularly the older generations, that will really encourage the younger generations to vote. They say, don't miss your opportunity to cast your ballot and allow your voice to be heard. They are typically disappointed when they see the low voter turnouts because they recognize that many are not optimizing their opportunities for power. Well, by the same token, my friends, when it comes to business, think of all the opportunities that we might allow to pass us by every single day, week, or month. Opportunities that we don't take full advantage of. Whenever you have a chance to achieve economic power, to expand your income, to grow your base, to do more, to put yourself in a position where we want to be all everyone, then we've got to maximize each opportunity. The first way to do that is to take advantage, full advantage, as soon as the opportunity arises. Think about all the times that people tend to, you know, hem-haw and not do anything and let an opportunity pass them by. I think about the NFL and NBA and these other professional sports teams. They draft players out of college. And on draft night, there is a clock that says you've got 5 minutes to make your decision, who you're going to take. If you don't make it in 5 minutes, you lose the opportunity to make a selection at all. And many times, life is just like that. We only have a small window to maximize opportunities. When the chance comes to increase income, when the chance comes to impact and empower, we must seize the moment as soon as we have the chance to make sure we get everything out of it. That W in our power acronym says in order to maintain power, we must have wisdom. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must have wisdom. I always say that power with no wisdom is like having a car with no gas. It looks good, but it will never get anywhere. Yes, my friends, we've got to understand that power and wisdom go together. We can actually do so much more with power when we are wise. How wise? Wise enough to follow instructions. Wise enough to invest in ourselves, wise enough to guide others down the right path they should go, wise enough to make the compromises that allow us to move a little further down the line. Yes, my friends, everyone wants power. And if you do, then you also by nature are saying, I want to be wise as well. No one wants to have power and foolishness. That's a bad combination. But power and wisdom is the greatest combination you can have. That E in our power acronym reminds us that we must become elastic. Yes, now you may not believe that that's a word that's appropriate for this particular lesson. I challenge you that it is, because we must have the ability to stretch our minds, our will, our imagination, our spirits. Yes, my friends and neighbors, those who are elastic are the ones who are flexible enough to change on a dime and have the capacity to utilize power for the sake of expansion. Yes, my friends, see, stretching means you leave your comfort zone, your community, your existing network, because many people will ask or hope that they have expanded territories, but if they don't ever leave their own neighborhoods, how can that be possible? Yes, my friends, we must stretch ourselves. In Rome, Alexander the Great expanded the country because he was willing to make the sacrifices to do so. You may have heard in history class of Manifest Destiny, where the United States started on the East Coast and then expanded all the way to the West Coast. That's the way we got as many states as we have. Yes, I challenge you to expand, stretch your imagination, add a new item to your repertoire. Say, you know what, I'm going to learn how to do this and learn to master that. I'm going to stretch myself to be better than ever before. Then the R, I'm glad we finished this. The R is to reciprocate. Power is best when power is shared. That simply means that when I acquire power, economic power, political power, intellectual power, you name it, whatever type of power we acquire, and in business, we're all looking for that economic power, then it's only beneficial to the fullest when I'm able to reciprocate. In other words, teach somebody else how to gain and maintain power, how to get that freedom that they're also looking for. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I encourage you to contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications from Success Training Institute. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.